Message number 733. A message for priests and all those sacred servants of mine who have given their lives to my sacred service. Sunday, March 17, 2013 at 06:50 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, this is a message for priests and all those sacred servants of mine who have given their lives to my sacred service. My beloved servants, I desire that you obey the laws of the Church and those to whom you must show obedience in my holy name. You must never desert your duties to the Church and you must continue to serve me as always. Please administer all the sacraments as before but with even more diligence. Attend as always to your sacred duties. Your duty is to God's children and you must guide your flock. Remain loyal to my teachings at all times. It will not be you, my precious servants, who will desert my church on earth. It will not be through your doing that laws within my church will be changed in order to embrace new doctrines. You will remain loyal to the services of my church and conduct your duties until the terrible day. This will be the day when my holy mass will be changed beyond recognition. It will be the enemies of God who have infiltrated my church on earth who will push you away from me. When they present the new mass, you will be left with no choice then, for you will know that it will no longer offer the most holy Eucharist. It will be then that the truth will finally be revealed to you, although you will be aware of the signs before then. The signs will include strange new ways of adjusting prayers, Satan will no longer be denounced, and the sacraments will be tampered with in order to include other denominations. You will become uneasy, yet you will feel an obligation to remain loyal to my church. It will be then that the existence of my church on earth will be your only means of survival if you are to remain loyal to my teachings. When my teachings, my sacraments, and my holy mass are changed, you must not be deceived. If you do not adhere to my laws, then you will betray me. For other Christian churches, I warn you that this infestation will spread also to your churches. In time it will become difficult for you to honor my teachings in the way they were given to the world. All Christians will suffer under the regime of the false prophet and his cohort, the Antichrist, whose face will be beamed all over the world soon as the most influential leader of all time. Your Jesus.